Wednesday nights are the busiest part of the week at the Roanoke Tribune. That's the day that 4,500 copies of the weekly paper show up from the printer. It's all hands on deck as the staff gathers the fold, label, and stack each paper so that they can go to the post office before the day's last mail run. The Roanoke Tribune isn't just a community paper. It's a family paper, owned and operated by a family that's been doing this for four generations. And three generations are here this evening. Claudia Shaw is the youngest to have picked up the family business.
Probably started about five or six folding papers.
Her mother, Eva Shaw Gill, started working at the paper as a child, too.
Most kids have chores to wash dishes and make up their bed. We had to come to the Tribune.
Then there's Stan Hale, Eva's older brother.
I've been everything, worn all the hats from time to time. Been here since, I started when I was about 11 years old.
In the eye of the storm stands publisher Claudia Whitworth, age 92. Started in the newspaper business in 1945. Her philosophy? To shine a positive light on Roanoke's black community.
Always the positive. I said no negatives. Like a letter from home.
Claudia's father, the Reverend F.E. Alexander, founded the Roanoke Tribune in 1939. Claudia went to work there 6 years later, but she quickly grew frustrated, partly because her father limited what she could do because she was a woman. Claudia worked at newspapers in Dayton, Cleveland, Columbus, Ohio, and in New York City, but she never forgot where she came from.
Well, my intention was always to come back and take care of my own paper, but I just needed experience.
Claudia took full control of the Roanoke Tribune in 1971 when she bought it from her father. She since has forged a powerful legacy with the Roanoke Tribune. For the nearly 30% of Roanokers who identify as African American, the Tribune serves as a positive reflection of their community. She's kept it going even through a time when newspapers around the country are struggling to stay in business.
Well, she's a force of nature. That's exactly what she is. She's a larger-than-life personality. She is a very driven woman. She always has been.
That's Reginald Sharif, a political science professor at Radford University, who grew up in Roanoke and literally wrote the book on the city's black history.
At a time when many African-American people felt invisible in our communities, those black newspapers, both locally and nationally, kept us informed.
Even during difficult periods. Beginning in the 1950s, Roanoke City government demolished dozens of neighborhood blocks to make way for a new interstate, civic center, and other redevelopment. Urban renewal also destroyed much of Roanoke's black business district. Claudia remembers how she learned that the Tribune was being torn down.
My phone rings at 8 o'clock in the morning. They said, "Do you know they bulldozed in the Tribune?" They bulldozed the Tribune and everything.
With all the equipment
over
inside.
That night. I come there, my stuff is all in the sidewalk and everything. They had bulldozed everything.
Even through all that, Claudia never missed an issue. The Roanoke Tribune carries on. It survived Jim Crow laws. It survived the destruction of its building during urban renewal. And now it's surviving the pandemic and the death of print. What's its secret? I think the answer can be found on Wednesday nights, when the staff gathers to process papers and deliver them to their community. This isn't just a newspaper. It's a family. I'm Mason Adams in Roanoke.